The prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath not anything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why did the Holy Ghost descend at Pentecost? The Holy Ghost descended at Pentecost to fulfill the symbolism, the promise of the Old Testament Feast of Weeks. Pentecost is Greek for 50 days since the Feast of Passover. What happened on the original Pentecost? In the original Pentecost, Almighty God gave the law, the Ten Commandments, on Mount Sinai to Moses for the children of the Hebrews. How was it given? It was given in cloud and in fire and wind, that the majesty and the fear of God might be in them. Today, the Holy Ghost inaugurates the new law in cloud and sun and majesty and holy fear of God, the law of love written now not on tablets of stone but on men's hearts. Today is the birthday of the Catholic Church. We profess in the Creed that she is one and holy and Catholic and apostolic. One faith, one worship, one discipline or code of morals. But notice the warning in today's gospel. The Church does not consider it to be out of place in the midst of all of this solemn rejoicing, the red and the fire and the joy. The prince of this world cometh. And who's that? That is Satan, the devil. And in me he hath not anything. I thought I should say a word this morning. I could not pass it over in silence as to what the prince, or I mean the president of this world, is up to, and to beg you that he should have nothing in you. What's all of this public school trans bathroom business about? Obama's transgender regime, backed up by all the powerful worldwide corporate and social media leaders, has, one writer phrases it, officially carried its demands for your child's compliance with deviancy, and that at the level of an imperial directive. Children in public schools, this is, as usual, only the first step, are now permitted and encouraged to decide for themselves at a very young age, whether they want to be little boys or little girls. And here all this time we thought that God had decided that. And thus they are to be permitted to use the facilities accordingly. And that is all I will say on that subject. The scripture, male and female he created them, is thus overturned by a presidential order to become just one more lifestyle choice, they say, an artificial social construct which must be overturned now in the name of socialism and of equality. This comes as a result of a long prepared for assault on modesty, on any concept of purity, much less even personal privacy. Furthermore, public school children must be trained, they are already being trained in this, from an early age, as much in class as by their classmates and environment, that physical gratification is as harmless as scratching an itch. Just one more choice to make. whose consequences, you see, can be arranged or blocked out in advance or taken care of afterwards, usually by a visit to a doctor. That marriage and family are just lifestyle choices too, but that other choices are equally valid and all must be respected. And that every possible perversion is no big deal. And who would be upset by that anymore, except maybe a few prudish grandmothers who are not up to date? That God has no plan for our lives, that we have no immortal souls, that there is no God over us, but only the government. These things are imposed, like the entire revolution we have lived through in church and in our country and in our culture. These things are imposed by decree to complete the goal, in this case, of modern compulsory education, the reduction of our population to a dispirited, amoral, confused class of workers who consume and spend, and this for the benefit of a permanent corporate political ruling class. This is why you have the president. Now, I'll grant you, his pal the Pope has not yet weighed in, but knowing him, he will. And didn't the nuns tell us in grade school that birds of a feather flock together? They're great friends. This is why the president has joined with the CEOs of big multinational corporations, Apple, Starbucks, Kellogg's, PayPal, and all of the rest, because they're after the creation of a consumer class, which would be worldwide, universal, everywhere the same. What does that sound like? That's our Lord's plan for his Catholic Church. This is the anti-church they have created instead. And they will tell you, the high priests of this religion, what to think. Or rather, not to think at all. They will tell you what to believe, what superstitions to hold, what to like on Facebook, what to want, and what to buy. This is the job of public schools, and social media, and the media just in general. This is the goal of globalism, the great international corporations, and governments. Prophets thereafter, these followers of the prince of this world. But what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world, but suffer the loss of his soul? And they call these things lifestyle choices. As they tell you and teach your children in public schools, what lifestyle you really do need to be choosing. And there's no way out. No one is allowed to resist the trend, to say no to a political presidential directive any more than they wanted to allow us to resist the changes in religion. So too now, we must feel the allure of advertising, the pull of the social media, its immense respectability, the reach of the one world government and church. But we have, so far, thank God. We're not part of it. We Catholics here, and you know that. We have nothing to do with that. But what about your children and your children's children? What about those sweet innocents whom we confirmed yesterday? Will you enroll them in a school for the perversity we call public education? But it's simply progressive degradation. Will they be taught to accept it? Some 7-year-old girl was confirmed at St. Gertrude the Great. Will she one day come home, say when she's about 13, and tell Daddy, "What's the big deal? It's only bodies, after all." They are your children, parents. Will you hand them over to the prince of this world? Do you care enough to sacrifice for them to have a proper Catholic education at our school? And it is a fine school indeed, which offers a truly excellent education in an environment which is spiritual and Catholic. Or, to use your God-given right as parents and to educate them yourselves at home, joining this with an intense participation in the life of the church, as some of our families here have done so well over so many years. The president's decree, the princes of this world lining up together, our Lord's warning. In me, however, he hath not anything. And you? It is true, by sin, he hath something in us. But then we go to the Holy Ghost in the confessional to get rid of that sin so that we may be all with Christ. And in us he hath not anything. Are you going to give your children to the prince of this world? God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.